Blog Talk Radio.
Saheed, Mr. Brown, Saheed.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just say thank you, Father, because you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and end. And as we continue to walk the righteous path, just hopefully that your message gets to people that need it and glorify you in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Welcome to another episode. Blog Talk Radio again. My name is Donald Casey. My brother Charles right now is probably on his way to work. And my girlfriend, she's at work right now as well as Lammy, too, as well. Just want to start off saying thanks again if you're listening to our old archives and things like that. You can hear me clear. I just want to say thanks again for listening to our old archives and just keep tuning in because this message is really give you a better understanding on the Christian walk, because a lot of things that's what's going on and people not understanding and trying to get focused on a lot of things of understanding Christ is some that's being taught incorrectly and things of that nature. So this show to give you a better understanding and a revelation of what you need to know about Christ and how he walked and what he has done for us and how the church age is coming to an end, and now we're going to step into a whole entire new age. So that's what this show is for, to get you prepared for it, to give you an understanding of what's going on and spiritually enriching you. And it's just more than church, you know. I'm not knocking the church. It's just that people put church so much on the pedestal. If they don't go to church, then they go crazy or things like that. But that's what I want to discuss about the show is that today – and in the episode, what the church needs to tell you, what am I getting at? I want people to understand is that what's going on this day and age is that most churches is about businesses and you know, before I even get into that, there are a handful of churches that do it correctly, God's purpose, a handful, literally, and it's not that many. You know, some are small, some are big, some is medium, but they're on the same accord. And we have to go back scripturally on when Paul wrote the seven letters to the seven churches was that, you know, there were seven churches, but only two was doing right. And you got the other five that was just doing totally bad. So that number has increasingly, you know, over the years and over time has been multitudes of it. So if you ever notice, Paul makes a simple statement to judge the churches. Do they have love? Are they helping Are they helping the people who need to be helped? You know, is it always about a money thing? Are they really practicing the true church, you know, how the Father wants the church, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with big churches, but that's not the answer, you know? Most people get afraid from the streets, and he says, come how you are. Some churches won't even allow you in the church unless you're dressed accordingly or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's a fault. You know, that's not correct or whatever. But what the church needs, and it's, again, I'm not saying all churches, but a nice majority of them are about businesses, and they're not telling you the gospel. Believe it or not, they're only limited to allow to tell you certain things if they're like in a high, like probably, you know, T.D. Jakes status in a sense. But, you know, he made a few comments that I totally disagree with, starting with Joel Osteen about homosexuality, how it's not bad and things like that. But I'm going to say that another time, but that's not the message. The message today is that what the church needs to tell people is what is happening today. I mean, there's people out there with problems, you know, and they don't know which way is up. You know, they probably want to stop smoking crack or heroin or whatever the drugs is and things like that. And they try, they don't know the spiritual part of it. You know, it's just more than just going up to somebody and just saying, you know what, God loves you, this and that, and just keep it pushing. It's more than that. It's a fight. It's a daily fight, minute by minute, second by second. Minute by minute, second by second. So we have to understand, us as Christians, this is our part. This is our issue. If you call yourself a Christian and you do the walk, that's you're supposed to go out and help these people who need to be helped. Don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody, you know, people make choices and stuff like that. But it's our point. Just because you dress yourself up on Sunday and then you worship and then you go home, that's not gospel. That's good that you're getting spiritually enriched, getting yourself together, but it's about the next person as well. That's how his gospel, that's how his kingdom gets built. It's by others. It can't be by yourself. You understand? So again, what the church needs to tell people, other than, you know, and don't get me wrong, not all churches are the same. I'm making that statement. It's just majority of them that they're not telling you. They need to tell you about what's, you know, about the history of Christianity in a sense. Because most people are afraid. It's because most Christians don't even know the average. You know, the roots of Christianity starts from the Jews. You see what I'm saying? People don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? Because they're already, you know, from what the grandma done told them, their grandma to their grandma, and things like that. You know, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. But what I'm getting at is that it's just more, the key is grafting in the lost. If the church, this is what you need to tell the people at the church. If the church is not grafted in, and this is how you can look at it, if the church is not grafted in the lost, then what's the point? I mean, if you have a group of Christians who all know the word and they're not getting people who, you know, I ain't going to say getting, but the people who's trying to understand the laws and in the love of Christ, that's not a church. If you feel like you're better than now, better than this and holier than that, and you're not grafted in the laws, that's not of Jesus. That's not, you can't put his stamp, you can't say you walk like him and you want to be like him, but you're not doing his works. That's what the Christian church is not saying. I'm Christian myself. But we have to understand that it's a lot more than just going to church. It's a day-to-day thing. I know people work. I know people got kids and things to do. But you got to understand something. It's about others. Once you understand that your life is not yours and you work for the Father, then once you know the purpose, once you know your will, then you can graft in somebody who needs that anointment. I mean, that spiritual insight. Excuse me. That's not what they're not telling you. Most people, it's funny, more people, I get a lot more revelation from a non-believer than what I do from your average Christian. It's because they're not spiritually open to a lot of things of what's going on. Okay? They're not. A lot of them aren't. We have to understand, us as Christians, we have to go out and grab these people. The problem's not in the church. That's where we go to get fellowship, to get the knowledge and understanding, and then boom, as soon as you step out that door, you got the holy power. And I'm not saying just walk up to anybody, because that's not how the gospel spread. It's just that there's plenty of people who wants to know. But what brings them in is that love, that love of it. Most people get the wrong idea about Christianity, the walk of Christ. It's boldly stated of what's going on, you know? So us as Christians, we have to give the love and what, not the condemnation part. That's what most churches do. The Bible says don't go out and condemn when they're already condemned. I'm talking about the lost. When they're already condemned, why condemn them? The key is getting them in, getting them to get that blessing of Abraham. That's our purpose, us as Christians. That's the walk. That's the fight. It's called the good fight. It's not physical. It's the good fight. It's when you're out there going against all odds and people coming to you. That's what the church ain't telling you. Certain churches, not all of them. We're going to get that right. You know, it's about the people. People have to understand that this gospel is very, very powerful. All you got to do is hook somebody who's willing. Okay? That's for the people. And then on top of that, you know, if majority, this is how I would look at it. Well, not me, but it's true. If majority of the time that the church is asking for more stuff than giving, me personally, it's not a church. It's not. Because God's going to bless it. God's going to bless that whole entire church or the group of people who's running it. Because if they keep asking for things and they're not reaping what they sow, I mean, come on, that's how you look at the fruit of a church now. We got to be honest. I mean, it's okay to have material things like that, but you have to have people to understand, you know, that this can be them too. You know, I've seen something stupid on Facebook before. You know, it says, here's the pastor's car, here's the deacon's car, and here's my car, or whatever. See, the thing is that if the pastor, or whatever the case may be, tells a person the kingdom of God, that God could easily bless me just as well as you, that's what they're not telling you in the church. But when people on the outside looking in, us as Christians have to stand tall and tell them, this blessing can be for you too as well. But that's just material. That's just material. I'm talking about things of life on a day-to-day basis to have the peace in you. Okay? The peace. Where's peace come from? Yeshua. It comes from Jesus. That's what people are searching for. People do all this stuff. They work hard. They do this. They do that. They want to have a church. Excuse me. They want to have a certain amount of money before they do this and that. That's understandable. But at the same time, the whole time they're working, trying to get comfortable, and they're searching for peace because they want to be comfortable in life. They want to make sure their grandkids and their kids go off to college and recycle the same way they did, and it's a great way. But at the same time, if you ain't got peace in you, Satan can pounce all over you. And most times, most people in churches do not talk about Satan. And there's a lot of churches that don't believe in the tithes. So, again, it does come confusing to the person who does not know Christ at all. But that's why I want to discuss this briefly. And I apologize if I, you know, came off too harsh, but that's how the word comes. You know, I'm not condemning folks or anything like that, but this day and age and what's going on today and what's next, you need the information of what's happening. We need to know what's happening spiritually because it's getting worse. It's now, you know, it's past the kids having kids and stuff like that. Now it's to the point kids are just dying for no reason, having heart attacks and only at the age of 9 or 10. So something now spiritually is growing in our communities and things like that. So again, I want to say thanks again for listening. I'm going to probably to finish this discussion either later on tonight or tomorrow, a little longer. Probably have my brother on the show as well and just read a few scriptures with you. So, again, just keep listening to our old archive, giving you a better understanding on this gospel, because it's very important on what's happening today. And what we need to do is give you spiritual food, spiritual insight. God always wants to have an edge for you. He wants to have he wants you to have an edge in this world. Always remember that. He don't want you to be regular. When you're in his realm, you're above all. You don't have to accept the ways of the world. Accept the Lord. So I just want to say thanks again for listening. God bless you. You pray for me, I pray for you as well. Anyway, so in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we want to close out. Pray for the United States. Pray for this whole entire world. But especially pray for Israel and Jerusalem and what's going on. So we love y'all. Just keep praying and stay in that Bible. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Love y'all. Peace.